This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm, and we've got, of course, your calls to talk about anything you want. But on the way, Melbourne, Australia is apparently in the midst of one of the most intense lockdowns on the planet.
Crikey.
And I know, Captain, you had a story about that, and then I had one that's related to it as well. And, of course, your thoughts, your comments are encouraged. 855-450-FREE. And open phones means anybody can call in about anything they want, including Christopher Cantwell. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Calling us from jail, where you are currently a political prisoner who has been targeted by the federal government for basically having a conversation with somebody over an internet chat room on Telegram.
Pretty nasty conversation, but it's the internet, man.
People are nasty on the internet, and Chris is certainly one of those folks.
And, yes, he is.
And so you are facing 20 years in prison for saying something that was, you know, maybe inappropriate, but in, I don't think in any way an actual threat. But that's not the reason you were calling here tonight. You were calling for some other reason. So what's up?
Yeah, I tuned into the final hour of Free Talk Live. I think it was Thursday night on 98.1 WTSN.
That's right.
We can hear that over here at the
seven nights a week.
Corrections.
They carry every night of our show. It's nice. one of our few all 7 night, all 3 hours per night affiliates here, and they're here in New Hampshire, which is pretty awesome. So yeah.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that they don't pick up the show live, but it allows me to pick it up later. So if this is the third hour of it, I can catch it from midnight to 1 a.m.
That's right.
And, my fellow inmates who don't sleep so well at night, they can hear it too. So,
mm-hmm.
Hey, fellas.
All right, so what's up, man?
I heard my name come up with regard to my, quote, despicable views.
Yes.
And this was especially humorous.
And you do have them.
It depends on your perspective, I guess. And it was funny to me, though, because I heard you, Ian, you said, quote, what's wrong with white separatism, which is going on my soundboard when I get home right next to Mark. That true statement is racist.
I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with people choosing on their own voluntary volition to go and be by themselves with other people that make them happy, if that's what they want to do.
The context was, though, we were talking about black separatism, and I'm like, hey, you know, if black separatism's cool, then white separatism has to be, too.
I'm not saying that I support it.
No. If black separatism is cool, white separatism is cooler, as a matter of fact.
All right, well, so, you take your opinion with you.
Well, I think it's worth pointing out that black people invented the word cool, but anyway, going on.
Black people invented the word cool?
At least the slang version of it, as I understand it.
All right. Well, yeah. There we go. I mean, we can credit black people with a lot of slang. That much is probably true. But, you know, to the subject of separatism, you know, given that I'm one of America's most recognizable white nationalists, and that's pretty much exactly what I believe in, I find it so bizarre that people feel compelled to say that things are despicable. Now,
your views that are despicable are the racist views that you hold specifically.
But there's a thing that causes people to want to be separate, aren't they?
That is a thing that would cause that. But some of the separatists will claim they're not racist; they just have a preference.
Well, you know. That kind of brings us to the next thing here, because the driving point of the segment seems to be more about the definition of racism, which, given the importance assigned to this word in our political discourse and lexicon, mm-hmm. you'd think it'd be better understood. How is it possible that people can be fired, sued, jailed, and assaulted for being a, quote, racist, but a room full of professional commentators on how to organize society can't even determine what racism is without engaging in a debate that would in itself likely risk losing advertisers and affiliates, right? And I'll tell you precisely how this happens. And if you learn to understand this, you'll be better informed than almost anybody you're ever going to discuss politics with. The word racism is nothing more and really nothing less than the political left's diabolical attempt to pathologize the recognition of easily observed facts of life and to silence their political opposition. Now, notably, Ian, you defined the term differently, and Mark has used this term, this definition before as well. You said on the show, you said the dictionary, quote, defines racism as believing one race is inferior to another. Now, putting aside the question, the obvious question of which dictionary thusly defined the term, let's fast forward to something of greater substance and ask, inferior how? Me personally, I am 100% certain that black folks on average have lower IQs than do white people. I am 100% certain that IQ measures something meaningful and that IQ is a genetically heritable trait since the brain is a bodily organ like any other formed from the DNA provided to us at conception by our parents. Does this mean that I believe blacks are inferior to whites? Well, not in football or basketball, to be certain. If I say blacks tend to be better athletes than whites and that this athletic prowess is genetic in its origins, does this mean that I think whites are inferior to blacks? Hardly. I also happen to be a rather notorious anti-Semite, yet I have no problem saying Jews on average have higher IQs than non-Jews. Does this make me a Jewish supremacist? I hardly think so.
I think you actually did admit to being a Jewish supremacist one night on one of the after shows, if I recall correctly.
I think that I was using that joke to draw a point, right? Because if I say that blacks have lower IQs than do whites, and you call me a white supremacist for this, then I would necessarily be a Jewish supremacist, which wouldn't really mix well with all the Nazi stuff, you know, if you take the point. And so what I believe in, above all else, is a remarkably obvious series of facts which have been relentlessly slandered and censored by dishonest people who are behaving like adherents of a fundamentalist religious cult. From that set of facts, I make a value judgment about my own political preferences. I see racial tensions tearing my country apart, and I find the mantra of diversity is a strength too stupid to take seriously. Diversity is very clearly the source of our most serious political problems, and the people who openly admit to hating our country and seeking its destruction, the people who are rioting in the streets, assaulting people, destroying our monuments, and burning flags and Bibles while wearing all black, are the only ones who seem to want more of this wonderful diversity.
Most of whom are white people,
yeah,
from what I can tell.
Yeah, well, I got to say, I mean, we're getting a lot of black callers on Free Talk Live that don't agree with, the protests as they've taken place in the United States and these sorts of things. So, you know, I mean, there's a diversity of opinion amongst black people.
No, Joe Biden said that that's not true.
Joe Biden is demented.
I have never said anything nearly so racist as Joe Biden says by accident.
How's it feel to be on Joe Biden? How's it feel to be on Joe Biden's side for once?
Literally, I almost wanted to stop being a racist when I found out that Joe Biden was. He made it not cool anymore.
Maybe you should. But, you know, I appreciate you calling in here tonight, Chris. Was there more that you wanted to share?
There definitely is. Look, if you're a libertarian, you guys are obviously, most of your social circle is probably white males, and people who hate libertarianism always say that this is a bad thing. I come to a decidedly different conclusion and surmise that people who have the best political ideas should probably be in charge of the government. Of course, if white men run the government and black people are subject to the rule of those white men, this is often, and with some legitimacy, referred to as white supremacy. To avoid the troubles associated with such an arrangement, I conclude that my own happiness and my own conscience are best served by living in a territory governed by and for my own kind, which excludes by default all others as a matter of law. In short, I prefer to live in an ethnostate.
Where are you going to go? Where is this ethnostate? Do you have an ethnostate?
He wants to make one.
You guys are living in New Hampshire, and I think that we've talked about secession on here before. If people are going to secede from the United States and form new political arrangements, why not have one with an explicitly racial immigration policy, right?
Yeah, because I like people.
As long as it's not one I have to go to. I got to say that, again, it's as weird as it sounds, some of my best friends are black, so I don't want to give them up just for whatever these perceived benefits that you think
you're
going to find.
You have to give up your friends, Mark. Nobody said you have to give up your friends.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
But you would if he lived in Chris's world or Chris's country
or
whatever.
You could still be friends with your black. black friends in Chris's world. As a matter of fact, let's just say for the sake of argument,
you just wouldn't be able to live next door to them.
What's that?
You just wouldn't be able to live with them or
right.
near them.
Right.
Or,
they've been my roommates in many cases.
Hold that thought, mister. Hold that thought. We'll bring you back here in just a moment more with Chris Cantwell. He is a racist, and he's not
Literally.
Ashamed of it. We can share more, and you can share your thoughts. Phones are open, as always, 855-450, free like freedom. You can join the show here on Free Talk Live and take control of the airwaves.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop's this beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the four rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dynavite provides.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Harold, the border collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dynavite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100%.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-4255. 3733, and you really can bring up anything, you know, even if it's racist, because we actually have a racist who's on hold, and he is not apologetic for it. His name is Christopher Cantwell. If you've seen some of the Vice documentaries from Charlottesville, then you probably are familiar with him. He's been dubbed the, quote, crying Nazi, unquote, and I don't appreciate...
Wait, Cantwell's the crying Nazi?
That's what some people have called
him. I did not know that. I've seen that term, having lived in Seattle, you know, all of those rags carry, mm-hmm. you know, all yep. of that kind of stuff, and there was a very, you know, anti-crying Nazi, you know, meme-ish yep, movement yep. across all of social media. I didn't realize that.
It's him. Yeah, that's him. We've got him right here on the line from his jail, which is where he's being held pre-trial. Now, you know, while I don't agree with his viewpoints on race, I do also agree that he should not be in a jail cell just because he's an a-hole. And he is. I mean, I'm not saying that to be mean. It was actually on his business card back when he was a libertarian. It used to say, Christopher Cantwell, anarchist, atheist, a-hole, but the full word on the business card. So I'm certainly not attempting to be insultive there. Chris, welcome back here.
Indeed, the crying Nazi thing was far more a slander than calling me a-hole.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the crying Nazi video is a video where I was brought to tears by trying my best to avoid violence at a permitted demonstration, and a bunch of people called me a Nazi and attacked me and framed me for a crime. And in the video, I said, I'm not an effing Nazi, and for that, I was dubbed the crying Nazi. It wasn't until I was in jail in Charlottesville that I actually bothered to read Mein Kampf, because somebody, I don't know if it was friend or foe, sent me the book, and I thought it was actually a pretty fine piece of literature. And, oh boy, what did they start? But,
well, I can't say I've ever read it, so I wouldn't be able to say.
So would you
well,
say
you
that
know,
you're
that's,
no longer
that's kind
an
of the
anarchist?
Thing. Have you ever read the Communist Manifesto?
I have, yeah.
It's interesting. People read Marx, and they're like, okay, now I know a little bit more about communism. It seems like the only people who read Mein Kampf are Nazis. It's almost as if the book is convincing or something.
Well, there you go.
Well, Christopher, would you say that you are no longer an atheist? Or, I'm sorry, an anarchist?
I hate the term atheist now,
what,
right?
What about because anarchist? Are you no longer an anarchist?
I am not. No, I'm not an anarchist.
Yeah, he's
no.
definitely embraced the state. Anybody that wants to find out more about that can go to look for Freer Talk Live. Look for the there's episodes where Chris Cantwell sitting in actually the very seat that you're sitting in right now, Captain, was during an after show, so it wasn't on the air on broadcast radio, but it was I think it was Nazi versus Tranny or Tranny versus Nazi and Hippie versus Nazi. So there's two.
Yeah, there's a couple of Freer Talk Live episodes that we did, and Hippie versus Nazi, I think, is definitely, this Tranny versus Nazi is probably pretty good, too. I forget, I know what I ended up walking out on Aria, but I think that we actually got through another one. But Hippie versus Nazi was definitely worth listening to.
Yeah, it was actually a really interesting discussion, which, you know, I want to make sure that I'm clear about something here. Some people say, well, why do you let him on the air? Well, it's because I think all opinions should be able to be expressed, even the ones that I don't like or I personally find to be distasteful.
You can't speak out against an opinion that you're not talking about.
Yeah, I want
I've said it repeatedly that freedom of speech gives you exactly what you need as an everyman to know where all the a-holes are, because once you start limiting the freedom of speech, anybody that you know, these a-holes, you know, if they're limited, they're going underground, and now you don't know who they are.
Okay, but you were going to say something, I think, right before we went to break there, Chris, and...
Yeah, so look, you know, the thing is this, okay, I mean, look, if you're in a state of mind where you're like, well, I'm an anarcho-capitalist, I'm a stateless libertarian, whatever the idea is, and everyone who believes in the state is some kind of, you know, monster, then okay, then, you know, categorizing what I said here as despicable makes a great deal of sense. But outside of that boundary, I don't think I've said anything all that unreasonable here, okay? I'm just saying that one of the many political arrangements that I'm prepared to live with is an ethno-state. And I just think it's like when white people express such a desire, we are attacked as thought criminals. But interestingly, we hear comparatively little criticism of the fact that Israel is a place for Jewish people, that China is a place for Chinese people, that Japan is for the Japanese, reason that Nigeria is the punchline of this racist joke.
Well, I can go to China. Most white people, most Americans can go to China and anytime they want. In fact, China is trying to get you to come there. I mean, most countries, admittedly, that are in the what we'll call the old world, Europe, Asia, Africa. Yeah, I mean, you know, the people that live in those countries are the people that have lived in those countries for many thousands of years. But that doesn't make them ethnostates. I think that Israel's a much better example of an ethnostate than China.
If you don't think that China is an ethnostate, then you should start paying attention to what they're doing to the Uyghurs there, okay?
Well,
China is an ethnostate. They might call themselves the Communist Party, but they are racial nationalists, and they are not screwing around.
Yeah, but then shouldn't that make you on board with their tactics?
No, because, well, I mean, I don't care what they do as, like, an ethnic policy in China. That's not my problem with them. I don't like what they're doing to the United States, right? So, you know,
so he wants to be like them, but not be like them. So he wants to give us the example of paying attention to what's going on with the Uyghurs, but then he wants to say that he doesn't care about it?
Well, I'm saying what I'm telling you is that China is an ethnostate. I'm just telling you that that's the case. Mark seems to be telling me that China is not an ethnostate. I'm just informing you that it is. They're rounding
people
up and
putting them
into
the
concentration camps.
Yeah. It's pretty horrifying what they're doing to the Uyghurs in China. There's no doubt about it. I was actually just listening to Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He does a weekly show, and I tuned into it today just to hear what they were talking about. And he was interviewing someone from the Falun Gong there, and certainly, you know, they're not
Chinese
much.
People. Though.
Yeah,
no, I mean, they're Falun Gong's Chinese.
Yeah. There's tales of literal live organ harvesting of the Uyghurs. Right, so they're taking a person, they're taking an organ out of them, and leaving them alive or to die.
Wow. So you're saying your ethnostate would be an ethnostate like China, but not like China.
Well, put it this way, okay? So we know somebody who moved to Japan, right? And so Japan is a place where, you know, a white person can move, but believe me when I tell you, the Japanese people have a racial consciousness about their immigration policy, right? If the population of America decided to move to Japan, their immigration policy would kick in and say, no, you're replacing us. We're not going to allow you to do that, okay? Now, what I started to say right before we went to break was this, is that let's just say, for example, you know, I don't know what it is now, but at last I checked, New Hampshire was like 94% white. Let's say that New Hampshire seceded from the United States under the control of people sympathetic to my views, okay? I don't need to get rid of the 6% of New Hampshire residents who aren't white to accomplish my goal. What I need is a dominant ethnic group who controls the government without dispute, and you know, then you can have a small number of ethnic minorities in the territory, and you can treat them decently. You don't have to do to them what China is doing to the Uyghurs. In order to
so Cantwell's ethnostate will be a kinder, gentler ethnostate than
I live in New Hampshire, and I guess it's an ethnostate by your definition that you're using.
Cantwell figured out he's going to be some
right
landscaping.
Right now,
the government
right now it is
sucks
not an ethnostate
here.
Because we don't have an immigration policy.
Okay,
Chris Cantwell, thanks for calling tonight. As always, you're always
thanks,
welcome to join
you.
Us here.
Hey, you be able to vote for Trump absentee ballot?
You'll
there
have
in
to ask him the next time he calls in. I already dumped it. Well, I didn't dump it, but I dropped the call. So more coming up. Your calls and thoughts here, 855-450-FREE. Basically, Cantwell realizes that even in his ethnostate, he needs somebody to pick the vegetables and do his landscaping, right? We're coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. And you can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Governor Andrew Cuomo says students in New York can return to classes to start the school year.
Specific plan by school district, online by the end of next week. Here's our testing plan. Here's our contact tracing plan. Here's our remote learning plan.
Chicago officials said schools there would be remote learning, and facing a rise in new COVID-19 cases in Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker is issuing new rules allowing local authorities to fine businesses and child care facilities that repeatedly failed to enforce the statewide mask mandate and social distancing requirements.
This is a make-or-break moment for the state of Illinois, for making sure that people are doing everything they can to mitigate, to reduce the spread.
President Trump is calling for sanctions against Hong Kong's chief executive and other Chinese officials. This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers from both parties are calling on the U.S. Postal Service to immediately reverse changes that are causing delays in deliveries across the country, just as big volume increases are expected for mail-in election voting. New Postmaster General Louis DeJoy denies the charges.
Although there will likely be an unprecedented increase in election mail volume due to the pandemic, the Postal Service has ample capacity to deliver all election mail securely and on time in accordance with our delivery standards, and we will do so.
Facebook removed a post from President Trump's profile saying it contained false statements about the COVID-19 pandemic. The deleted post included a video of an interview with President Trump on Fox News, during which the president suggested that children are immune to the virus. Facebook representative Andy Stone said, "This video includes false claims that a group of people is immune from COVID-19." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airways here with you tonight. It's Ian, the captain.
And Mark.
Intercoins, programmable coins, are designed to help groups raise money for a new project or initiative in a way that's compliant with regulations. Coins can represent securities that obey individual rules, like not being sold to U.S. residents for 40 days. Purchase coins can contain rules that govern how they're to be spent and when they can be cashed out. And Intercoin itself is designed to provide full trustless liquidity between any currency pairs, removing the need to list coins on exchanges to enable secondary trading. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. By the way, I just want to comment further on what I said there at the end of the last segment. I was joking that Chris Cantwell, who is a racist, former, by the way, co-host here on Free Talk Live, who we fired when we discovered that he had become a racist because he had not given any indicator that he was a racist in the past. So he sort of became this new version of himself. But I was joking that, you know, Cantwell wants to have a ethno-state, as he described it, which would allow for non-white people to be in his perfect little ethno-state. And I joked that that's because
he would need somebody to do the landscaping for him and pick the vegetables. And that's a joke because, well, it's actually true. Like, a lot of white people don't want to do that kind of work.
Yeah.
And in fact, there was, and just other Americans don't want to do that kind of work. You know, but black people don't want to do, a lot of them don't want to do that kind of work. There was a story out of Georgia that involved pension, I think it was, what's the term? Probationers, I think is the term. People who are on, you know, they're part of the system. They've been to jail. They, you know, are trying to get out and get work or whatever.
It's a Schrodinger's immigrant, right? Simultaneously taking your job, but also too lazy to work.
Well,
no,
in this case, it was the these were people on probation. They were told go out. The Georgia had run off the illegals with their policies.
They passed some laws that ran away illegals from the state.
They said, "Well, we'll just take care of it by sending out people who we will otherwise throw in prison for not doing the work." And in fact, those people, good Americans, all are like, "Throw me in prison. This sucks."
Right. Going out and working 16 hours in a day for, you know, picking
worse
fruit.
Than prison.
Yeah. These guys.
They just weren't prepared
most
for it. They're falling over.
Most of them walked off the job during the first day.
The ones
day,
that can still walk.
And those that got through the whole first day did not come back the next day.
Right.
So what happened as a result of that was literally fruit and veggies were rotting on the vines on these fields because the immigrants, the real hardworking people, had left. And they could not find Americans to fill those jobs.
Well, there's some of that as a result of the COVID shutdowns, the government shutting everything down, and so they weren't letting the immigrants cross the border, and there was some fear of the crops not getting picked in time.
Wouldn't surprise me. A lot of some plantations moved down from like California across the border into Mexico, simply because it's a friendlier environment.
I'm pretty sure we talked about that situation during the COVID here on the show. During the early onset of COVID, I think we talked about that there. It was right around the time when they started chucking meat out, too, right? Because the distribution had shut down in such a way that it created a glut that couldn't be served. It was past date, and so people had to just toss it.
So for Cantwell to admit that he, in his perfect ethno-state concept, would actually allow for small percentages of non-white people to be there is technically an admission that, in his mind at least, white people can't be counted on to do the hard work.
I didn't get to ask, but I wonder if he enjoys music at all.
I'm sure he has his preferences. I just don't know what they are.
I wonder what the influences musically are.
Well, maybe he'll call another time now that he discovered that we're on the air there in Dover, so he gets to listen to the show now.
Is he in New Hampshire?
Dover's in New Hampshire.
There's several Dovers, you idiot.
He was arrested in New Hampshire. He's being held
sanctimonious jerk.
He was arrested in New Hampshire. He's being held in New Hampshire.
He was arrested on federal charges. He could be in Poughkeepsie for all I know.
Yeah, they could do that. But generally, if they're going to hold somebody pretrial, they're going to be held near the court. You know what I mean? They're going to be
way his family can visit him.
All right. So let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Susan. She's in Fort Orchard, Washington. Susan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Fort Orchard, probably.
Hi. I'm calling about what's going on in our country.
What's going on?
I think it's a shame that it seems like all the leaders want to do is just throw money at the COVID problem.
Yep.
And, you know, there's a lot of other things that could be done besides just giving out money, money, money. I think this is just going to make a lot of inflation in the future.
The money
we have now is not going to be worth what it is. And
people are already starting to see that in the grocery stores. I don't know if you've noticed, but my grocery bill has gone up a bit since they injected, three rounds of billions of dollars so far?
20% increase in the monetary supply.
Yeah, I mean, it's just trillions and trillions, you know, and the Democrats keep trying to get Trump to spend more money, and Trump's falling for it, unfortunately.
I love it when people position Trump as this dupe, right? So like on one hand, the people who like Trump, and I'm not saying you like him, Susan. I don't know what your beliefs are on that, but
I like him.
Okay, right. So on one hand, people who like him will say, Trump's playing 12D chess. He's brilliant. And then in another moment, they'll be like, he just got duped by these Democrats. How could he fall for this?
I don't think it's a surprise that you can buy some Americans' votes. A lot of Americans' votes. And that means that come election season, expect the troughs to open.
Trump's giving away money, too. It's not like he's, concerned about the trillions.
I get it.
He signed the bills.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's not doing you any favors, Susan.
as much as you like him.
Yeah, I mean, but if you look back at the history of presidents and, you know, have all of them given out money in some way, shape, or form, absolutely they have. It is a tradition that goes back as long as I've been alive, near as I can tell.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to say one more thing.
Please.
I really appreciate you having your program on Saturday. There's practically no decent talk radio on Saturday nowadays.
Yeah, we're about the only live thing around.
We've been called decent.
It's sad, but it's true. Susan, thank you for your call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, usually somebody doesn't agree with us on every single issue calls us the opposite of decent.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But, you know, we've made it to number 25 on Talker's List somehow.
Port Orchard.
It gets at Fort.
Yeah. Port Orchard. Is that near...
It's near Seattle.
Is it near Silverdale?
It's west, yeah.
Okay, so we've got an affiliate in Silverdale, KITZ, on 1400 AM, so that must have been where she was listening to us. We continue here, 855, 450, free. Captain, let's get an update on what's going on, or actually some sort of information, because I don't know about it. Melbourne, Australia, there's apparently a major lockdown going on there, and is that an Aussie term?
Yes.
I believe
okay.
so.
That's not an Aussie.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. It could have been British or something.
Yeah. This from RT.com.
Pockney or whatever.
Melbourne, specifically. Melbourne cops may now enter homes without warrant after 11 people die of COVID. Australia, this is madness, not democracy.
Someone died, so therefore you don't have privacy anymore.
11 people died. Now,
Melbourne is a pretty big place.
It's massive, yeah.
And 11 people dying is pretty inconsequential. I mean, 11 people died of diabetes this week in Melbourne, too, I'm sure.
Mm. Now, we have to remember that Australia is very anti-gun.
That's right.
Right, and so these folks, by law...
You can't stop a cop from coming in your house. How are you going to stop them?
So with that in mind, Australia's second largest city is now subjected to some of the most extraordinary COVID-19 lockdown measures on the planet, and all because of an additional 11 deaths. A total of 147 people have lost their lives to coronavirus in Victoria, making it undoubtedly the worst hit area of Australia, which has only
147?
Yeah. Which has only experienced 232 deaths in total. However, internationally, these are vanishingly small numbers, even adjusting for population. Recently, the Victoria government ramped up testing, and predictably, it saw an uptick in cases. They discovered 671 new cases of coronavirus on Sunday, and sadly...
147 is... It's a very, very small fraction of 4.9 million people.
Yeah. So 11 more were found to have had the thing, and so we'll tell you more.
Yeah, about I want to hear
what
these
they
conditions.
Did about it.
Yeah, I want to hear about these lockdown conditions. 855, 450, free. If you want to weigh in, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
So you can bring up anything. We're going to continue with what's going on in Melbourne, Australia, where there's a major crackdown, total lockdown situation happening, like a stage four or something like that. And you've got some of the details, Captain, so we'll continue with that. But also definitely want to invite you to our website. You can go there and enjoy a bunch of features, archives that go back for more than a decade. You can link over to our forum where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at forum.freetalklive.com. Lots of cool features over at freetalklive.com.
All free.
That's right.
Indeed. So, at any rate...
So, there's been a handful of deaths.
11, specifically. Mm-hmm. 11 more deaths.
Recently, but a total of 147 or so.
230...
That was for the whole nation, right?
That was for Australia.
Right. So, in Melbourne specifically, the second largest city with nearly 5 million people, only 147 deaths.
Correct.
So far the whole year from COVID.
And so, this 11 people, for some reason, triggered, if you will, an uptick and promoted Andrews, who's the government person here, to impose the kind of restrictions on the lives of 5 million people in Melbourne that would have looked harsh in the 1950s East Berlin.
Mm.
Dan Andrews is his name, and they call him Desperate Dan in this article. Desperate Dan's authoritarian greatest hits include a 6-week curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. across the entire Melbourne metro area, with the only exceptions being work, medical care, and caregiving. Number two, outside those curfew hours, the only reason to leave your home are shopping for food and essential items, care and caregiving, daily exercise, and work. Those are the only reasons. Number three, daily exercise can only take place within a 5-kilometer radius of your home, cannot last longer than an hour, and can't be with more than one person.
Wow.
So you can't, like, bicycle together, right? You can't take your kids out on a walk, right? That's more than 5 kilometers. You know, it can't be with more than one person. So,
yeah. By the way, when you're in jail for a lockdown situation in jail, yes, you may get an hour out a day.
Yes. In fact, isn't that where the term lockdown comes from,
yeah,
prisons?
It's pretty common there, yeah.
Number four.
Yeah, it's amazing that Americans are accepting this terminology.
Yeah, I hate it myself.
Oh, anything to be safe, Mark.
Yeah, well, prisons are safe in their own way.
I mean, one could say that a farm is a prison of animals.
Mm-hmm.
Number four.
Bad things happen to animals on farms.
Apparently, Desperate Dan says, you cannot buy more than 2 units of certain essential items, including dairy, meat, vegetables, fish, and toilet paper.
Mm.
So they're limiting what you can purchase to 2 items. That's why earlier in the earlier segment, we were talking about Vegemite, and they said they can only buy 2.
Get your Vegemite.
Can't stock up. Masks are compulsory when outdoors across the entire state. Mm. That's number 5.
When you're actually outdoors, masks get pretty superfluous. Like, what's the point in keeping whatever the, you know, sickness coming out of your mouth close to your mouth is?
I saw somebody on a bicycle with a mask on today.
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, essentially, they've just made people prisoners in their own homes.
That's right.
This is martial law without the streets filled with...
And many of them are begging for it. I mean, you've got a woman here. I've got a related story from AP reporting out of Melbourne. And it's just what... Quote from this lady. She's a hairdresser. She's been told she can't open. She's got to close for the 6 weeks at least, right? It could last longer. At least 6 weeks. She says, quote, I just hope this all works out for us. I've been a little bit under stress. If everyone did the right thing, maybe this wouldn't have happened. So she's blaming her neighbors for what's happening. She hates the fact that she has to shut down her business for 6 weeks. But it's not the government's fault. It's her neighbors. They didn't do the right thing.
It's such a redirection or a misdirection of energy when people miss the target. Now, all of these measures are extraordinary, but the piece de resistance has to be that now police officers can enter homes with neither a warrant nor permission.
My God.
This is an astonishing violation of civil liberties.
Yeah.
Police officers should not be allowed to demand entry to a property without cause or due process.
Yeah, I don't care what country you're in. That's wrong.
They especially shouldn't be allowed on public health grounds when the median age of Australians who have died from or with COVID-19 is exactly the same age as the nation's average life expectancy of 82 years of age.
A lot.
People are living to 82 in Australia?
Yeah.
States at 78, I think.
The restrictions you're talking about, Captain, they don't sound too dissimilar from what we saw here in the United States over the last few months.
Or continuing to see, depending on where you live.
I mean, they may not have all come into the same play in one location at all at once like they are in Melbourne.
Right.
But, I mean, we've certainly seen the police. Remember Watertown in Massachusetts where they were going door-to-door looking for the Boston bombers? They were going through people's homes at the threat of violence, pointing guns at homeowners and rolling Bearcats through the streets. It was a total police state right there. So that's happened here. And a lot of there were curfews and probably still are curfews in different cities across the United States. And there have been restrictions on what you can and can't buy. So, I mean, it doesn't sound... I mean, it sounds terrible. I'm not saying it's not bad, but we've had all that stuff here, from what I can tell.
Well, we've seen, particularly with the COVID excuse for government crackdown and lockdowns and all of these things, is a monkey-see-monkey-do mentality.
Oh, yeah.
One certain area of government somewhere in the world does a thing.
Hey, they're doing that there. We should do it here.
Oh, yeah, they did that. Oh, we should do that here, too, right?
Yeah, China was welding doors shut, so let's have a lockdown.
Right. People have called for that.
The thing that we have to do as a nation, what we've learned what we've learned from this, right? You have to decide if this is acceptable. If, this amount of deaths that really doesn't even, at this point, it's the cold and flu season worth of deaths. It's not even that impressive. It's a longer cold and flu season. If that amount of deaths is worth giving up habeas corpus and your civil rights, then, you should go live in Massachusetts, for God's sake.
Or New York.
Yeah. There's places for you.
What else?
So the reason police now have these draconian powers is that the situation in Melbourne has been upgraded from a state of emergency to a state of disaster. You might remember this. The last time a state of disaster was declared in Victoria was in January of this year when a huge swath of it was literally on fire, right? The Australian fire that everybody was talking about. That was the last time. How can a 1.2 million hectic. A huge bushfire that destroyed at least 200 homes warrant the same alert level as the admittedly upsetting deaths of 11 care home residents, all of whom were over 70.
Oh, so it was in
and
nursing
one over 100.
Too.
Yeah.
Like this, okay, so now what we
one
have
of them was over 100.
Is bad management of a nursing home, so let's take civil rights away from everybody in a city of 5 million.
Yes. They're saying that 11 more people dying of COVID is the equivalent of huge swaths of Australia burning out of control, is what they're saying here.
Yeah, now they get to go through your homes. This one lady, Cassie Kutris, sums it up. She says, I'm currently living under a communist rule in Victoria, Australia. We have stage 4 restrictions, cannot leave our homes for more than an hour of exercise a day alone. Only one person to the supermarket a day. We have meat and food shortages. All businesses have been closed. You need papers to travel and attend essential work. You need to pass through multiple police checkpoints to go anywhere and produce your papers.
Why aren't the police at home?
Where you live, right. We are not allowed more than 5 kilometers from our homes, and we have a curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. $100,000 fines for any business breaching the rules per person. We have the army and police going door to door checking our homes. Please help, she says.
Well, usually they consider the press to be essential workers, so you can just claim to your that you have a blog on the internet.
You could, but most people aren't going to take that risk. They're not going to have the huevos to go out and confront the police.
If you've got a Facebook account, you have a blog on the internet. For God's sake.
The commandant, Premier Andrews here, as he was bringing these new restrictions, told Victorians, quote, "There is literally no reason for you to leave your home,
and if unless you're a cop.
And if you were to leave your home and not be found there, you will have a very difficult time convincing Victoria Police that you have a lawful reason." Unquote.
Are Victoria Police robots? I mean, why are they allowed out?
Well, someone has to arrest people, right?
Right. Well, somebody has to catch the disease and spread it to other people.
When you have a lockdown, there are guards in the prison, and they are out and about. That's what this is. It is a prison. You are
in an open-air
prison.
I'm just reminding people that police officers can spread COVID, too.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the enforcers of this kind of thing are going to be the people who spread it. If everybody's locked down, staying at home, they're following these mandates and orders, they're, you know, running out of food and all that kind of stuff, there's only a few people they can get it from.
Total insanity.
Yeah, it's certainly not an illustration of a free country. In a free country, you don't need a reason to leave your home. You can just go out, and that's what freedom means.
If only we had that. If only there was one place in the world where there was actual freedom.
Yeah.
Well, the responsibility comes with it, too. And if the disease is out there killing folks, then you go outside, then you take the responsibility. But
I'll take the
risk.
That's
the freedom.
Thanks. I'll take the risk. I'd rather have my freedom. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. But these people, these control freaks, will not allow you to choose. See you tomorrow.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.